This Week in High School Sports, presented by Able Chiropractic.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Twins' bats have been uncorked. Eduardo Nunez leads off the game with a triple. In the games that he's started, I believe he's reached base 9 of 9 times. He's now, I believe, 8 for 10 on the season. That's pretty impressive. Let's bring him in, Dawson Blank. Trusted coaches, how are you?
What's up, Pete? How are you?
Terrific, thanks. People that are very familiar with youth athletics know you as, can I go there?
Yeah,
as more than just that.
I mean, I felt like I was going back in time for a second talking about baseball with you.
Oh, that's why I went there, because you were here, because you're Mr. Baseball. Well, Mr. Everything. But you've worked with the Minnesota Youth Athletic Services, now with Trusted Coaches, which is in conjunction with
the educational division
of it. You've coached high school sports.
St. Agnes. St. Agnes.
You've had the Aggies football?
Yes.
Baseball?
Nope. I officiate high school basketball for the high school league.
And then you played your sports in Brainerd High School.
Brainerd.
Was it Brainerd?
Coach Stolsky.
Oh, you played for him.
Yes.
You must have stories for...
A lot of great stories. Missed the two-point conversion against the Spuds in our senior year.
Moorhead.
Coach Stolsky wasn't happy. But.
Legendary. Is he still the head of the Coaches Association?
He is, yeah.
He is just so awesome.
Iconic.
Iconic is a great term. And you know, it's weird about every sport has iconic coaches, guys that have been around. And we talk about in the hockey world, we've got, Roy Nystrom, who just shut her down or is shutting it down. And, the longtime guys that have been doing it for 40 years, 45 years, who people look to as leaders. And I think one of the things that we can get into with your situation, and I wanted to bring you on here because I think everybody has a child, they're on a board, they've got friends who are on boards. You play or are in and around sports at the youth and high school levels one way or the other. Would you, right? I mean, everybody.
Yeah, everybody's involved, yep.
With something. So your program there, Trusted Coaches, is about really helping coaches become better. We all know we have to go through background screenings and we have to go through concussion protocols and, you know, there's numerous other things and certifications that are required. And, you know, and some of these things we have been added to the mix as bullying has become a deal and we've kind of played that in. What was the genesis of this program and how did you get involved with it?
So for many years, we have a 26-year track record at the MYAS, Minnesota Youth Athletic Services, and we always promoted best practices or what the standards should be. We never wanted to mandate anything. And the youth sports organizations, the parent volunteer-run associations, look to us because we helped establish policies, procedures, guidelines for people. And so we promoted background checks back in the day. We promoted code of conducts, liability insurance, all the things that, you know, provide a safe, positive, productive environment for the youth. And because of that, it kind of morphed into, are we really doing enough? You know, there was a lot of sexual misconduct that happened 2011, 2012 that were national reports. And after that, we sat down as an organization. We said, can we do more? Our executive director, Dan Klinkhammer, talked about originally doing something in the same kind of setting as a live training. But a lot of the younger dudes and younger women in the office said, you know, everything's gearing towards online. People don't want to spend an extra evening at another meeting to listen to somebody for a couple hours.
There's a lot of truth to that. And I know when USA Hockey went from having you have to, regardless of what level your certification, you go up a notch, you'd have to sit for 8 painful hours. And when they turned it to online modules, there was a lot less complaining and I think a lot more doing. So would you agree they were spot on with that?
They have been so ahead of the curve, and we greatly respect everything that U.S. Hockey and Minnesota Hockey has done with their educational stuff, and they are very good at what they do. It kind of hits home for me, too, because now I have a 6-year-old daughter and an 8-year-old son, and to have to sit an extra night somewhere, we're already busy. Activities each evening, different things going on with school, extracurricular. So to be able to sit down on your iPad, your tablet, laptop, desktop, and to be able to complete something that's going to make you better as a youth coach and give you some essential tools in your toolbox, it just helps.
So let's start from the very beginning of what it is. If you were to overview me and pitch me on the product, What am I getting here?
So the Trusted Coaches Membership Program has four essential components. I am going to speak weekly and to people that have been part of our 26-year history, those parent volunteer-run associations, the people that have volunteered their time that may have just kind of raised their hand and said, yeah, I guess I'll be on this board to make a difference. They already had they have a burden and they have time constraints already. And to be able to take a little bit off their plate, we decided that that was another thing that we wanted to add to this program besides, again, making the best coaches possible by giving them training, education, and screening that they need, which includes first aid training, concussion instruction, which is state mandated in the state of Minnesota mm-hmm. since 2011. We included a great partner nationally, Positive Coaching Alliance,
which we know well on this show.
Yep, and it's the Minnesota chapter came into play in 2013. We have a great relationship with Deb Edwards and Andrew Pillsbury and what their message is with the double goal coach of character development.
Love it.
Winning is important, but the life lessons you learn through sports is even more important. And one of the big things we always said, the Minnesota State High School League, who trains 25,000 coaches or has trained that through their Why We Play and the initiative that Jody Redmond has put forth, it's amazing what they've done because those people are electing to do that. And they're maybe probably getting paid to do that. At the youth level, there's never been anything in place. And so at that impressionable age, we wanted to create something to give them some tools.
So at the high school level, is it true that you've been a little involved with that, with the Why We Play and Jody Redmond side of things?
We have had a lot of discussions with them, and we just respect what they do. If there's a way that we can include Why We Play into the Trusted Coaches program, it would end up just, you know, everybody has that same common language from the grassroots up to the high school level, which would be dynamic.
I do think that message is being heard. I think it's being understood, well communicated. But to go to the Positive Coaches Alliance, from what I see, is that that's more of a philosophy-driven program. This is what we do and what we think and how we should do it. Yours is more of a tool from which to help your coaches be prepared to do the things they need to do to take on that philosophy.
I totally agree. And the Positive Coaching Alliance, the reason why we partnered with them is because we believed in their philosophy and the message, the interactive component of this, along with the 100% compliance. Not only the double goal coach character development course, but also the other tools that we put in place. Because again, it goes back to the point, the live training is valuable. As a coach, as an official, I've learned a lot going to live training, but sometimes there's just not enough time. Mm-hmm. And you can't get 100% participation in that. So to have it delivered online is key. I mean,
I agree.
And we had a customer satisfaction results here in December from our initial first couple thousand memberships that were sold. And the results were awesome. People said, 100% of the people, the administrators said, we want to recommend this to other people because it just makes our life easier. Not only do we get good coaches, not only can we track and manage our coaches easily through the administrative tools that we put forth, but it just allows them to worry about other things and not have to worry as much about making sure that a background check is completed over here, making sure that all the PDFs or hard copies or files of a concussion certificate are here, because the state mandate says you must have that as an organization to have that compliance.
So you've been in business as a group for how long?
Our company has been around for 26 years, but Trusted Coaches came into play and was officially launched March of 2015.
So it's new.
It's
just
fresh.
A 1 year old. That's a baby. How many do you have? How many coaches do you have in?
So since that time, there's been great momentum and traction. And I think, you know, the people that have supported us over the years at MYS are the same people that looked at this product and they said, MYS does great things, doing events, tournaments, leagues. They've always been there as that silent organization, the central clearinghouse for youth sports. And they jumped on board with this. There's just over 80 youth sports organizations now throughout the state of Minnesota.
That are on with this.
That are on it, yep.
And really?
Just over 4,500 purchase memberships.
In 1 year?
In 1 year. And that's me as the national, regional, and local sales guy.
And are you happy? I mean, you must be getting patted on the back for that.
Well, I'm happy, but I like I said, this
never hits, happy enough.
This hits me at an emotional level.
Yeah.
I said, you know, I've gone through it as an athlete. I've gone through it as a coach. I've gone through it as an official. I've been a youth sports administrator for 16 years, and now I have kids.
Yeah.
And I believe in this, and I don't have to sell it. I'm promoting it. I'm promoting this product, and that's it's easy for me to go out and promote it.
You know, if you've been around any board that has a registrar or whatever the title would be, that is, in my opinion, the most difficult of any of them, because it depends upon what the sport is. But there are a lot of things that you have to follow up on, and coach certifications, on concussion, on all of these things. This is all now streamlined into one bundle, I shall say.
Platform.
Mm-hmm. It depends upon the sport, but there are some constants that we know. Concussion training is one of them. Background checks is another. Everybody has to do those. And then isn't there another one about how we treat people? What's that one called? I can't remember the name of it. It's eluding me, but there's various things, what I'm getting to, that you have to do. And it's a great way to be able to do this and track it in a clean and easy way. Get it done. You know when it's completed online, so then your follow-up is done.
Yeah, there's timestamps. The administrators can see the timestamps, the certificates. You don't have to search for it, because on our administrative tool page, there is certificates that they can print out there. I'd like to mention, you know, one of our great partners in the evolution of this has been Fairview Sport and Orthopedic Care Institute for Athletic Medicine, and they were the talent behind our both our first aid and our concussion training. And actually, one of the authors of the Minnesota concussion law, Lori Glover, helped script that. So we know that it's above the minimum standards for the Center for Disease Control.
Well, that's not just above the minimum standards. At the high school level, obviously, you referee basketball games. You're probably the subject of being chirped from here to there, correct?
Yeah, correct. But it's just like being an athlete. It's when you get a big environment,
in
a lot
one
of
ear,
people,
out the other.
You don't hear it.
This certainly has to help with how these kids are prepared by the proper individuals that are coaching them. And it's not just, I mean, it's tough to get volunteers, right? I mean, it's from coaching, it's a big commitment and those kinds of
big
things.
Commitment.
But while you're doing it, you might as well do it correctly. And what it does is it brings them up the ladder. I think the high school league, if they could take the Why We Play platform and somehow merge it or combine it with Positive Coaching Alliance, I think that's an absolute great play. Because I think it works. It's a very simple and a very direct message.
I totally agree. You know, selfishly, we created this program because we wanted to be able to get better coaches. We wanted to, again, create a safe, positive, productive environment for the children, which in turn, on Monday mornings after events, our executive director doesn't have to deal with as many disciplinary issues. I mean, because we deal with that in our large grade state basketball tournament. You know, we have two weekends of play. There's 40 different sites. There's 1,496 teams playing. So we know things are going to happen, but to be able to limit those, so because the coaches are a little bit more equipped, is huge.
You've got the MYAS has a terrific reputation as far as doing it the right way, as far as delivering the Why We Play kind of idea. I mean, you can play at a high level, you can play at a mid level. It's all purposeful, and it all works, and it's inclusive. And anybody out there that has kids that play in sports know that. So then when you couple that with an initiative that gets to coaches and allows them to be the best they can be with the tools you have, I think all this does is for parents, coaches, players, gives them the ability to understand, one, where they're at as athletes, two, that they have fun, and three, that it's all appropriated in the same positive area.
Yeah, and our slogan is the coaches get the training, screening, education they need, the organizations get the tools to manage their coaches, manage and track, and the parents get the peace of mind. You know, that's huge that the organization is doing something extra to make sure that the kids are safe.
Now, I am an organization right now. I'm at home listening to this, and I want to learn more. What do you do?
Well, I've always known that all we sell is service at MYS, so feel free to email me, dawson@trustedcoaches.org, go to www.trustedcoaches.org. We have a nice little intro video that one of our other partners, the National Sports Center, helped us develop. Look at it. You can email me with questions. You can call at 763-746-1719. We're out of Spring Lake Park, and I'd be happy to help answer the questions. Go out and visit with your board. And talk you through the process.
What was that number again?
763-746-1719.
And the email?
dawson@trustedcoaches.org.
Beautiful.
Pete, I always love the passion, so it's great to talk to you.
Mutual,
again.
Right back at you. You and I have been a part of many a tournament back in the day. I mean, you know, I was thinking about that. That was about 7 years ago.
I think it's been over a decade that we've
known
each other.
It's pretty awesome. Yeah. I mean, that's when I was grinding it out with the Edina Baseball Association, then Hopkins.
And you'd call and say, can you help me out?
I got a team. I need some help, man. Yeah. But you did, you know. But this is, I'm telling you, everybody that's listening, Dawson is real people. Everybody that works at the MYAS is awesome. I can't say enough about the work you do in all of the sports and the impacts you have with kids. And, you know, I brought you on because this is a high school show, but all these kids filter up into there. And not all of them, but that's where they want to go. And I think it's really important for a foundational thing to have. And I wanted to get this message out, and I appreciate your time.
Thank you very much, Pete.
Dawson Blank, he's the man. We're going to be back. We've got a really cool guest coming up. Dr. Brian Smith from Able Chiropractic. He's got a laser that's going to solve all your injury woes. All that coming up on This Week in High School Sports, presented by Able Chiropractic on 1500 ESPN.